Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt, here on this Friday, December the 30th, about to begin a new year. And I want to continue the theme that I started on yesterday, that God wants you free in 23. God is a God of freedom, not of licentiousness and fleshly doing your own thing, but God wants to bring us into real freedom, where that we are free from the bondages of sin and fear and stress and anxiety, and we are free to live a life unto Him. There's a chorus we used to sing back in the 1970s. I think our friend Bill Kaiser may have introduced this to us, but it says, I am free, I am free, I am free to be the servant of the Lord. I am free, I am free, I am free to be a servant of the Lord. Then there's a chorus goes on about how He taught us to live in that freedom. So freedom is a wonderful thing. And let me ask you, is there something you want to be free from in 2023? I personally have set a goal to be completely debt-free in 23. For others, could be something else. Could be sickness-free, worry-free, stress-free. Whatever it is, Jesus came to set the captives free. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, you need to go back and listen to it. So I want to encourage you, because God's plan for you is freedom, set your sights now on a new level of freedom for the coming year. Now I want to share with you a little story. Some of you have heard, our friends in Ireland have heard it. Sean and Margaret have heard me share this story, and Carmel, and some others of you who are longtime friends and have been around us for a while. But I mentioned our friends in Ireland because they have told me that they love this story about obtaining our freedom. And the passage I want to read is John 8:36, where Jesus said, therefore, if the Son, S-O-N, talking about Himself, makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I'm proclaiming freedom for you in this coming new year. And if you will put your faith totally in God, keep your eyes upon Jesus, walk in His ways, He will bring you into a place of freedom such as you have never known. I guarantee it. I believe it with all my heart. Now, John 8:36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. This little story took place many years ago. Sue and I were in the early days of our marriage and ministry, and we were planting a new congregation in Sue's hometown, home province of St. John, New Brunswick, Canada. And in our meetings one evening, I was up front. I had my white, some of you, if you've known me long enough, you might remember this, had my white Telecaster guitar. I was leading, singing, praise and worship. And, you know, it's a small group, probably maybe, I don't know, 25 people there. But there was one person who was obvious by his absence, because Tom was, I think I could say, the most faithful person in our fledgling new congregation. He never missed a service. He always was there early, and eager to help, setting up chairs, setting up a coffee table, whatever was needed. He was always available to stay around if Sue and I wanted to leave, to stay around, lock things up, and whatever. He was just such an incredible blessing, and he was always there, and one of the most enthusiastic in worship. So this night, he is obvious by his absence. Well, in the midst of our praise and worship, Tom comes through the door. And when I see him, and again, I'm up front with my guitar leading singing, But my first thought is, when he came through the door, was, wow, I wonder what happened to Tom today. Because his head was down. And it was like there was, it was like there was a cloud of darkness over him. And he came in and he took a seat. And where normally he would be his hands in the air praising the Lord, he stood with his arms folded across his chest, looking down with seemingly a cloud of darkness over him. And I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what happened to Tom today. Well, in the middle of songs, Tom speaks up and he says, would you pray for me? I am all bound up. Now, normally I would have said, yeah, Tom, come on up and we'll lay hands on you and pray for you. But the Holy Spirit intervened suddenly, unexpectedly. The Holy Spirit broke through because he wanted to teach me. He wanted to teach us a lesson. He wanted to use this to teach you today a lesson about freedom. In a split second, all of a sudden, I saw, before I could respond. Now, normally, as I said, I would have said, yeah, come on up, we'll pray for you. But before I could respond, I saw clearly that if we prayed for Tom to be free from this bondage that he spoke about, would you pray for me? I'm all bound up. That we would be affirming the lie that Satan had planted in his mind. You see, I saw clearly that was a lie. He wasn't bound up. That was a lie, Satan. Something had happened. Some difficulty. Who knows what it was? Maybe with a family member, maybe with a on the job or something. And Satan had planted something in his mind that had made him feel down and depressed and all bound up. But I saw clearly that that was a lie. And that if we prayed for him, we would simply be affirming the lie that Satan had planted in his mind. And so this is all happening so fast, I hardly have time to think about what I'm doing. But I find myself saying loudly and emphatically, no, we are not going to pray for you. And I quoted John 8:36. It came to my mind. I said, Jesus said that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You take your liberty. Wow. You take your liberty. And see, that's based on scripture. That's based on truth. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And Tom had been made free by the Spirit of God. He had been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. He had been made free. And you see, John 8:32 says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, what Tom needed at that point was not prayer. He needed the truth, and he needed to take his stand in the truth and declare the truth. You shall know the truth, Jesus said. The truth will make you free. And so I found myself saying, no, we're not going to pray for you. Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You take your liberty. Tom threw his hands in the air and began to praise God. And something happened that I'd never seen before. I haven't seen since. It was like there was an explosion. If I could compare it to something in the natural, it would be like gunpowder being sprinkled all over the floor and somebody lights a match and it just begins to ignite and spread all over the floor and igniting and sparkling and exploding. It was like there was a spiritual explosion in our little congregation. And people were clapping and shouting praises to God. There was no music. I was there with my guitar, but I just kind of backed off to the side because it was obvious that this was God. God had broken through into our midst. And people, just, I mean, it just went on and on and on. No cheerleaders up front. It was just a thing of God. Just people went on and on, shouting, clapping, shouting praises to God. And I looked back and there was Tom. The darkness was gone from his face. His face was aglow. There was a smile on his face, and his hands were in the air praising and worshiping God. Oh, my friends, some of you, I'm talking to somebody, you need to take your liberty. The devil has tried. Our mind is the battleground. And the devil has tried to drag you down with fear and worry and anxiety. I want to declare freedom and liberty to you today. And I say to you, like I said to Brother Tom so many years ago, you take your liberty. Shake it off. Take your stand in God's truth today. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday on January the 2nd. And if I can be a blessing to you in any way, I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to make a donation to our ministry to help us in spreading the good news of Jesus all over the world, through the internet, through personal ministry, through publishing, writing, go to my webpage, my website, eddiehyatt.com, and there is a PayPal link up there that and other information if you want to have another way to give. There are different ways that you can give, and they're listed there. And I'll look forward to seeing you on Monday. God bless you.